My name is Deborah Hogan, and I'm the Better at Home Coordinator for Revelstoke.
Hi, I'm Erin McLaughlin, and I'm the Co-Director of Community Outreach and Development.
Okay, Better at Home, tell me about this program.
So the Better at Home program is funded by the BC government. It's managed by the United Way, and then Community Connections Revelstoke facilitates it. So it's a program that provides non-medical supports to seniors to remain independent in their home as long as possible. There's a few different baskets that we offer. So we offer friendly visits, light housekeeping, snow shoveling, transportation, grocery services as well. And so we do that through myself as well as quite a few Better at Home volunteers. We also do group activities as well.
Is this a new program?
It's new to Revelstoke. So there's 85 programs in BC, but we started in March of this year.
And how did the summer go?
It was great. We're up to, I think, 40 clients now. And so our main demand is light housekeeping and friendly visits. And so as the winter goes on, we're going to probably see more demand for snow removal.
How can people who might want a friendly visit, I find that so funny, a friendly visit. How can people who might want what you offer get in touch with you?
So they can contact us here at Community Connections, me directly. So my number is 250-814-6131. They can email us as well. And it's just a short intake process that we go through. And then we discuss what services that they might want. And then we line them up with a volunteer who would provide those services.
How have the 40 people or so that you serve now, how did they connect with you?
Most of them connected either through doctors in town. Interior Health has referred quite a few people from the hospital, or they've heard it through word of mouth.
You said light housekeeping and friendly visits. Just describe a little bit more a volunteer who might be embarking on those things, what it looks like, how involved it is.
Yep. So we contract out the snow removal and the light housekeeping. So volunteers would solely be for friendly visits as well as group activities that we run or maybe some transportation. So in order to become a volunteer with us, you'd have to come as well and do an intake, do a criminal record check, kind of have an orientation, and then I would pair you up with the senior who's looking for a friendly visit.
And do the volunteers kind of see the same people as much as possible to build a relationship?
Yeah. So the idea is that you would meet once a week for about an hour with the same person each time.
What have you heard from clients, if we can call them that? Like what effect is this having on people's lives?
I've heard only good reviews, which is wonderful. We do different group activities that everybody seems to look forward to each week. And it's been super helpful for them around their house doing different stuff with the friendly visitors. Same with the housekeeping. It allows them to feel good about remaining in their home.
And just like,
yeah, I'm just thinking about how for Community Connections and this department specifically, so much of what we do is about community and community development. And so recently Deb started a group on Thursday mornings that's a coffee time. And this is an opportunity for lots of seniors to be able to come and connect and have coffee and socialize. And it's so busy. It's so amazing. And last week, Deb celebrated birthdays for two seniors. I'll let her tell the story just because it's amazing. And so to me, like, yes, there's an element of the program that's related to seniors connecting with volunteers, but in the big picture, this is about creating spaces that have belonging for our community. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the birthday party?
Sure. So every Thursday we run a coffee social program here from 10 to 11, and anybody is welcome, but most of the people who come are the Better at Home clients. And so if there's a birthday happening, then we try to celebrate that. So we had two this week, 89 and 91. And so we had some cake and celebration, and they were very grateful and touched that we were able to celebrate them that way.
I'll have to look at the Stats Canada demographics because I know it's all in there, but do we have a lot of seniors in our community?
Yeah, I did a rough calculation, and it was about 20%, a little bit over 20% of Revelstoke population is seniors.
And do a lot of them live independently?
Yes. Yeah.
I saw an article the other day about a young person moving in with a senior, and it kind of like helped that person who was looking for a house in the housing crisis, and then it brought company to the seniors. Do you know of any instances like that in our community?
I do know that Happy Pad is something that does similar work. They were trying to come to Revelstoke, but I don't know if they were able to do so. But it is great to have companionship. And then, yeah, Happy Pad kind of runs on how you get reduced rent, and then you provide that companionship and help around the house. So that is a wonderful program. But yeah, it's not in Revelstoke yet.
And then the reason that I reached out is because I saw Sandra Gregory post about Revelstoke Unstuck and how some of the work that those volunteers do will be picked up by Better at Home. Are you working with that group to communicate the people in need?
Yes. So Sandra and I have met, and we are going to work together to try and reach as many seniors in the community as we can. What the seniors that she's not able to support, hopefully Better at Home will be able to support with snow removal. As we know in Revelstoke, snow removal is never ending. Just trying to work together and communicate, if she can't reach them, then we will.
And Erin mentioned community building, and I guess the benefits of visiting seniors seem pretty obvious, but do you want to just talk a little bit more about maybe differences, how you see your community difference since you started running this program in March? Like, what's the importance of kind of including all ages and demographics in your life?
I think to maybe myself or somebody else, meeting up for a coffee, going for a drive might seem very trivial to us, but to somebody who is quite isolated, it's a huge thing. It creates a sense of community for them, somewhere where they belong, where they're wanted, they're valued. And so I think it's huge that we're able to do that and connect with different volunteers and have them look forward to something. With the 40 people that I support, I've seen their quality of life improve, whether it's social outings or feeling more independent in their home, more capable because they have the snow removal or they have the lighthouse keeping or lawn care, right? So it just gives, the program seems to enhance people's well-being.
Anything you want to add?
Yeah, I guess I think that when we think of sort of similar to what Deb said, like when we think of the different demographics of the community, it's not necessarily something that people would consider a big deal, like, oh, an hour a week to hang out with somebody. But it can be such a huge point of connection. It made me think of the reports we received during the pandemic and people coming to the food bank during the pandemic. And even though, the lineup was still super spaced out, everybody was 6 feet apart, there were opportunities for people to connect and talk outside. And that wasn't happening. And for lots of folks that came, they're like, this is the only time during the week that I get to come and talk to somebody. And so I just think of that. I think of that when I think of the seniors, and it might be the only time during the week that they connect with somebody. Coming to have coffee at Community Connections might be their only outing for that week. But how impactful that one hour can be. So I think Deb's always looking for volunteers, and it's such an easy way to, play cards for an hour with somebody, or go get a coffee or have a walk. It's a huge benefit to people, and it can be something really easy for somebody to add to their week as a volunteer.
How many volunteers are you working with now?
I have 7 volunteers right now. And like I said, I have about 40 clients. Not all the clients would like friendly visitor, but we're always looking for people to volunteer, especially with our group events. So we've also, Revy Live has donated some tickets to us. And so going to shows with seniors or helping facilitate Coffee Social if I'm not around, you know, it doesn't necessarily need to be a weekly commitment. Ideally it would be, but there's also so many other opportunities to get involved.
And you mentioned you contract out the housekeeping and the driving and the snow shoveling. So is that just paying individuals or is there a company that you contracted out to?
Yeah, so we hire individual contractors. And so the idea of the light housekeeping is that it's the same housekeeper that goes in every week. They build that relationship with the senior that they're supporting. And so we do pay those contractors. And all of our services are based on a subsidized scale. So friendly visits, transportation, anything volunteer-based is totally free, but if we do hire out a contractor, it would be based on your income, and we sometimes will subsidize it 100%, so we just hire individual contractors.
And are you looking for those, or are you good for the contractors?
We are always looking for housekeepers, yes.